And all the religions throughout the world have said, to be free from the human bondage, from the human sorrow, you must control, practice, meditate, deny, be harsh to yourself, give up this and give up that, follow this and follow that, accept authority, obey, take vows. That is, create habits, other forms of conditioning. Add to already what you have, to the already existing conditioning, add some more conditioning. And this is what we have accepted as the norm of life, to follow, to obey, to accept the authority either of the priest or of the analyst or of the theologian. Or, as one has done in the Orient as well as in the Occident, accept the priest as the final authority between God and yourself, which is obviously absurd. So we know this. That is, we know a way of gradually peeling off, gradually exploring, till we come, hoping to come upon that something which will give us total freedom. Total freedom from all anxiety, despair, sorrow and misery, confusion. And that's the way we live. That is, we think gradually through time there will be freedom from war, from national moorings, from national disasters. You know, it's one of the most peculiar things. It has taken centuries to bring about a common market.